This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, last name Mills, M-I-L-L-S, date of birth September 6, 1975. Patient seen for Dr. Navjot, N-A-V-J-O-T, Bajwa, B-A-J-W-A, M-D. New paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 50-year-old female comes for evaluation today for recently discovered leukocytosis. She is 50-year-old. She does not smoke, drinks only socially. She is allergic to penicillin. Symptoms at present, she says she feels fine. Recently, she had left foot drop. However, it is getting better. History of present illness. The patient was placed on Ozempic about a year and a half ago. She lost about 50 pounds of weight. She says that she used to cross her legs, and maybe that have been the reason why she has left foot drop. It's improving, however, she is scheduled to see a neurologist. Incidentally, since September, she was found to have leukocytosis. That's the reason for the referral. Past medical history. Patient has psoriasis, for which she is using topical steroid. The patient also has acne, for which she is using spironolactone, as well as adapalene, A-D-A-P-A-L-E-N-E, topical gel. She has been on Ozempic for her weight, and she also has history of mixed hyperlipidemia. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is 50-year-old, 5'7" tall, weighing 145, blood pressure 88/65, eyes ENT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Lab. Her recent lab on February 4 showed WBC count of 13.2. She also had a CBC in September of 25, showing WBC count of 11,000. On February 13, WBC count was 12,200. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis even mild leukocytosis. Diagnosis 2. History of psoriasis. Patient is on topical steroid. Diagnosis 3. Patient is on Ozempic for obesity and possible history of pre-diabetic status. New paragraph recommendation. At this point, her leukocytosis is mild, and most likely it may be related to her topical steroid. I do not suspect any myeloproliferative or lymphoproliferative disorder at this point. A close follow-up might suffice. I've asked her for follow-up in 6 months. Till then, if possible, please fax me any CBC that you do in future. Thank you. This is a consultation on Kimberly Mills. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Bajwa, one copy for our office. Thank you.